In Syria, two people have reportedly been killed and over two dozen wounded in various attacks by anti-government armed groups. This despite a ceasefire announced early Thursday. The attacks took place in the cities of Aleppo, Idlib, and Deraa. The Syrian media blamed the bloodshed on armed terrorist groups. Bahraini prominent rights activist Abdul Hadi al-Khawaja has vowed to push ahead with his hunger strike. The jailed campaigner has been on a hunger strike for 64 days. This to protest a court ruling that puts him behind bars for the rest of his life for organizing anti-regime demonstrations. U.S. forces have killed yet another civilian in Afghanistan. The man was shot and killed in the southern Kandahar province. Last month, American soldiers murdered in cold blood some 17 Afghans, including women and children. That attack sparked mass protests across the war-torn country. Fighting has intensified between Sudan and South Sudan over the disputed oil-rich border regions. Sudanese warplanes bombed a bridge near a United Nations compound in South Sudan. No casualties have so far been reported. The strike was Sudan's first air raid against its southern neighbor. Japanese electronics giant Sony says it will lay off some 10,000 jobs in the coming months. That amounts to 6% of the company's global workforce. Sony says the move is needed to cut costs. Earlier this week, the company announced a record $6.4 billion annual net loss. The search operation is underway to find nearly 140 people, most of them soldiers, buried by an avalanche in northern Pakistan. Rescuers are planning to dig a deep tunnel into the huge mass of snow. Last week, a massive avalanche crashed into a remote military camp near the border with India. Mega earthquakes near Indonesia's western Sumatra island have claimed at least five lives and injured several others. On Wednesday, an 8.6 magnitude tremor, followed by an aftershock with almost the same strength, caused chaos on the island and prompted a tsunami warning. And a highway accident in eastern China has killed 24 people. A deadly mishap occurred when a bus collided with a truck in Anhui province. Two people escaped the crash with injuries. Road accidents in China claim about 70,000 lives every year. Speeding, fatigue, drunk driving, and poor road conditions are usually blamed.